जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। श्रील प्रभुपाद ट्रांसलेशन बुक डिस्ट्रीब्यूशन की। हरे कृष्णा, सो वेलकम एवरीवन वंस अगेन। सो वी आर हियर इन श्रीधाम मायापुर फॉर दिस फेस्टिवल, Gaur Purnima festival, and once again we'll be witnessing the book distribution awards function, and it's tomorrow. So we'd like to thank all the devotees who have been distributing Srila Prabhupada's books throughout the year, working very, very hard on the streets, in different places, in different offices, in the malls, the railway stations. Devotees have been going around to distribute Srila Prabhupada's books. So Prabhupada, this is the heart of Srila Prabhupada. Prabhupada said, book distribution is my heart. So this is our prime duty, or you can say the most important service in our Krishna conscious movement. And we see all over the world, devotees are very enthusiastic to distribute books. And this year, we have seen that the scores also have gone up, the book distribution scores all over the world. And perhaps one of the main reason is that we are actually getting more and more devotees involved in book distribution. See, one of the secrets, you can say, how we have been increasing our book distribution in Delhi, the reason is that we have been involving the devotees more and more. Last year, around 1500 devotees participated in the book distribution. This is just the East of Kailash temple. We have another temple, the Panjai Bagh temple. There also, they have very nice congregation. There also, they had almost 1000 devotees distributing books this year. And this year, from East of Kailash, over 2000 devotees participated in book distribution. So from 1500 to 2000, another 500 devotees were added this year for book distribution. So this is actually one of the, you can say, secrets, most important secret. The more we expand our congregation, the more we expand the number of devotees in our congregation, and the more success we get in book distribution. And you will be surprised, in many areas, more ladies, more Matajis were distributing books instead of men. One of the areas, East Delhi area, where we have very nice congregation. Every Saturday they have a Namata program. Around 400 devotees come for this program. And you can say 70% of the book distribution was done by the Matajis in the East Delhi area. And these Matajis, because they are all housewife, they don't go for a job, so they take care of their children and all. Whole day they go around with their children, door to door, knock the doors of different houses and distribute books. And in the evening they set up stalls, book stalls in malls. One thing in Delhi, now we are getting a lot of malls, you know, because now India is trying to copy the West as much as possible, especially in the cities like Delhi, Mumbai, Chennai, Kolkata. You see, many big, big malls are coming. So this is a very big, you can say, plus point for us, that utility is a principle, Srila Prabhupada said. So we are using these malls to set up bookstalls where these Matajis, they find an opportunity to have bookstalls, and they distribute a lot of books there. In fact, the book distribution awards function, one of the book distribution awards function, we also did this year in one of the malls, so that we can attract the local public also. So yeah, this is the, I can say, one of the most important secret is, the more we involve the devotees, it's not that it's only a job of few book distributors who have been distributing books throughout the year, and other devotees will have a nice time during the book marathon. They will have nice darshan, or they will just take photographs. and they will just record the lecture. No, everyone is involved, whether they are temple pujaris and the altar, or whether cooks behind, we have a backup team, and the backup team, they make sure the prasadam is ready for the sankirtan devotees who are going out. They also distribute, or they also deliver the prasadam to the devotees who are distributing books on the streets, on the stoplights. So they also transfer the prasadam from the temple to the streets. So the cooks have a very vital role. They make very nice hot prasadam, cookies and samosas and what not, you know, nice halwa, hot, everything nice, because December is winter time. So devotees of the street, when they are distributing books, they get nice hot prasadam, and then again they are chara, hariva, now distribute, let's distribute more. So everyone is there on the street. So we have variety, lot of varieties in book distribution. It is not a stereotype that you have to go only on the road. So we have lot of variety in book distribution. So so I said cooks, they are also part of backup team. And the pujaris, how the pujari distribute books? They distribute books to the altar. Because as you know that we have a very big temple in Delhi. Not like Mayapur, of course. Mayapur is too big. So we get a lot of visitors, a lot of guests, a lot of tourists. Now we are getting, every day we are getting 5 to 6 buses, school buses every day. School students visiting the temple to see the Vedic Expo, to see the museum. And on Sundays, this year we got around 60 buses every Sunday. So that's around, you can say, over 2,500 students every Sunday visiting the temple to see the museum. And students don't come alone. So they come with their teacher also. The teachers are also there along with the students. They see the museum and they have darshan of the lordships and they have some prasadam, and in return we give them some books also. So this is another opportunity in the temple itself. And from the altar, the pujaris, they distributed books. And what they did is, in the month of December, they displayed all the books, Srila Prabhupada's books in the altar. And they were giving blessings to the visitors, giving them nice flower garlands, tulsi, prasad, and charanamrita, everything, and with a lot of books. And you know, the visitors in India, they are very sentimental. They have a feeling that those who are pujaris in the altar, they are very close to the Lord. They don't know about the distributor, they don't know about the preacher, they don't know about the administrative staff, or they don't know about the other devotees. But they are well aware that the pujaris in the altar, they are very, very close to Sri Sri Radha Parasarthi. They are very, very close to Panchatattva. So they must be dear and near associates of the Lord. So if we get books from them, we will also be blessed. We will become fortunate. So like that, you know, they use their position as pujari and take out the books from the altar. And around 2,000, Bhagavad Gita's were distributed just from the altar this year. From the altar, the pujari is distributed. So the pujaris, they are not regular book distributors. But because they got this opportunity to distribute books, from the altar they distributed books. So they distributed 2,000 Bhagavad Gitas from the altar, from three altars, to the visitors who were coming for darshan. So this was very nice. And also then we have a bookshop also in the temple. We have a bookshop on the front side, one bookshop we have in the back side. We don't have too many stalls because, you know, then darshan, the visitors have a feeling that these people are now doing a business, you know, the temple. Every corner, like in Jagannath Puri, you have a lot of pandas, you know, attacking you, with a stick, tick, 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 like that. So we don't want to create that situation. So we have fixed bookstalls. We have two bookshops and one bookstall near the Garudji, which is just opposite the temple, where the maximum visitors are coming. because we don't want to disturb also the visitors, that every single person is being attacked by the book terrorist. They should not see the devotees as terrorists, you know. They are attacking with books. So we don't want to scare people coming for darshan. So in that way, we try to give these books out. And one of the most important thing, another thing we did is this year, this was something very new for us. We had a contest. Of course, this has been done in Andhra Pradesh. I think it was last year. I think this year also did it. I don't know. I'm not sure. So they did a Gita contest in 23 districts. This is about Andhra Pradesh, I'm saying. They did in 400 schools. And 23,000 students registered for the Bhagavad Gita contest. And 23,000 students, that means, what does it mean? So per student they charge rupees 150. 150 rupees means they enroll themselves, they register themselves as a participant for Bhagavad Gita contest. And in return, they get a copy of Bhagavad Gita free. Not free, they already paid 150. as a part of registration. That is a registration fee to participate in the Gita contest, and they get a copy of Bhagavad Gita free. And they have to study first 6 chapters of Bhagavad Gita. That is for the contest, that's compulsory. So they have to study. So all these 23,000 students in Andhra Pradesh, in 23 districts, in 400 schools, they read Bhagavad Gita. They studied Bhagavad Gita thoroughly, the first 6 chapters of Bhagavad Gita, and they participated in the Gita contest. And they had a very big function after the contest. And with those students in a big, very big ground, they had a big pandal program, big program, cultural program. And all those parents also came with the students, you know, to see this function. So what is the advantage? The advantage is you get the students, you also get their parents also. And that way you can expand your congregation also. So same idea we also wanted to implement this year in Delhi, but not in a big scale, because for this we had only few devotees doing that. So we used some temple brahmacharis for this purpose, who are doing youth preaching. And those who are doing youth preaching, we engaged them in this Gita contest because they wanted something. They said we want to do some Brahmical book distribution. We want to adopt some Brahmical means of book distribution. Okay, we said, then you have Gita contest and enroll as many as students you want and give them Bhagavad Gita. So this will be our book distribution marathon. So they enrolled some students. They enrolled around 9,000 students for Bhagavad Gita contest. This was only in the South Delhi area, in different schools, in very big schools of South Delhi. They enrolled around 9,000 students. And then there was another contest. This was contest on Introduction to Gita. You know, there is a small book, Introduction to Gita, which is also called Gita Sar in Hindi. Very thin, the first 30 pages of Bhagavad Gita, you know, has been published as a small booklet, Introduction to Bhagavad Gita. So we use that book as a part of the Gita contest. You can say the Introduction to Gita contest, and that was done also for those schools who are in a low profile, the students who are not from a rich family background, who cannot pay say 100 rupees, 150 rupees, who can pay only rupees 20 or something like that. So we charge rupees 20 from them, and we enrolled around 6,000 students for this Introduction to Gita contest. And many students read this book 5 to 6 times. And even devotees would not have read that much. The students, they read this book, you know, the Introduction to Gita, so thoroughly, back and forth, 5-6 times, you know, 10 times also. And the first 3 students, among the first 3 students, one of the students, the student read, you know, around 8 times this book, Introduction to Gita, 30 pages. And this was circulated among the 6,000 students. 6,000 students were registered. And you can say total, we had 15,000 students registered for this, you know, contest, Gita contest and the Introduction to Gita contest. So 15,000 students read Srila Prabhupada's books in book marathon. and they got Srila Prabhupada's book also. So in that way our books also went out. So this is actually, you can use your intelligence, you can use your lazy intelligence. Prabhupada said, let them work hard and we shall take advantage of it. So we have this contest and we give these books them, books to them, they study these books and they participate in the contest and they are able to read Srila Prabhupada's books. Because one of the worries, one of the anxieties is that the book distributors, they have this feeling, some of the distributors, they have feeling, oh, we are distributing so many books, but who is going to read, you know. This kind of negative feedback we get sometimes from the congregation, from the devotees who are distributing books. So we showed them that this is one of the powerful ways, so you can get instant result. You can see yourself that the students have read Srila Prabhupada's books, they participated in the contest, they paid for the book, they read few chapters of Bhagavad Gita, and introduction to Gita, they studied back and forth 5 times, 10 times. So what else you want? And then we had function for them after the marathon in the month of January, first week. We called them for a function, and all these students, they came with their parents, their families came, father, mother, and relatives also came along with the students for prizes and certificates. So in that way, we could also touch 15,000 families. And even if you get one person success means even if one person of the total gathering come to the temple regularly, that will be a big success for us. So that adds up to your congregation. In this way, your congregation also expands. And then you can also have contest for the congregation devotees also. And the teachers in the schools, they responded, see, you have done this contest for the student, but what about us? You didn't enroll the teachers. I said, very good, nice idea. We'll enroll the teachers also. Next time we'll have contest for teachers exclusively. So that the students, the teachers were also happy and they are also ready for the contest. So then we thought, why only we should do in the month of December? So this year we are planning that this year we should do this type of contest. We will try to divide the entire Delhi, the NCR. NCR means the places around Delhi. We will divide the entire Delhi in 4 zones, north, west, east, south. Because in Delhi capital we have more than 5,000 schools are there. So you can approach as many as schools you want, as many students you want, register them for the Gita contest and make them read Srila Prabhupada's books and increase your scores also. So in that way, we can conduct the contest throughout the year. Why only the month of December? So in that way, our congregation was very much charged up and they also thought that we have got something now to do, especially the Mataji, the ladies who are housewife, who stay at home. They get an opportunity to go outside and preach door to door, and also to the schools, to the students. These Matajis, they are getting an opportunity, because many teachers in the schools, they are also ladies, you know, they are Matajis, lady teachers. So easy for Matajis to approach them and enroll these students. So this is one of the powerful ways of book distribution we found this year, which is actually possible. I'm not sure how it will be applicable in the West. Maybe we can have a different term, not saying Gita contest directly, but some kind of contest we can say, and have this kind of contest in different schools. And this kind of experiment could be done in some countries. I don't know how to do that, but this could be applied. So this is another way we did the book distribution in the month of December. And then we had the book distribution, the railway station. Of course, in Bombay, it's a very big scene of book distribution. In almost 15 stations, they have bookstalls in Mumbai. It's very big. His Grace Navi Niraj Prabhu, you know him, everyone knows him. So he did his marathon, book marathon from Juhu Temple. And in fact, before the book marathon, he had come and he did a seminar for us. And he said, this time I'm going to do from Mumbai, be careful. And he did from Mumbai, and then he told that around 15 stations, they had bookstores. Delhi, it's a problem, it's a political place, it's a capital city of India. One time it's the capital of the entire more Hastinapur. So a lot of politics are there, a lot of politics is going on. So if you want to have a stall in the railway station, it is not so easy. In the name of secularism, they have so many reasons. You can't have the book stall, so they chase you away, the police people chase you away if you are found distributing books in the railway station. Some other devotees, they try to squeeze in and sneak in inside the trains, you know, in different coaches and approach the passengers, one coach to another coach, and trains going from Delhi to Mathura and Mathura to Delhi, back and forth, they are taking books. Devotees, we have one devotee, Russian devotee, Keshav Hari Prabhu, and throughout the year he does that. Every year he goes to Mathura and comes back from Mathura. Delhi, Mathura, Mathura, Delhi. Delhi, Mathura, Mathura, Delhi. So every day he is visiting Braj. He is very clever. Otherwise, Prabhuji will not give us permission to go to Vrindavan every day. So this is one of the ways to go to Mathura. Every day we can go to Braj and get the nectar and also distribute Prabhupada books. So every day he goes to Mathura, he gets a train in the morning. Of course, after morning prasad he goes and gets a train to go to Mathura. And throughout the train, in all the coaches, he distributes books and comes back also distributing books. And they had a very nice experience this time. One of our devotees sitting in Rasraj Prabhu, he was distributing the train. And what happened in the one of the coaches, there was some disagreement with this because they were not in favor of book distribution. So there were, the police people came and they said, you people can't do book distribution here. Practically, they wanted to throw our books out. And you don't have the permission, it is totally illegal, you don't have a permission for distributing books in the train. You can't do this. So please get out from the train. So they were very much discouraged. And one member of parliament, politician, unfortunately or fortunately, you can say, unfortunately because he was a politician. Fortunately, in the sense, the politician also helped us to distribute books. So he asked us, our devotee, what you are trying to sell? He said, we are just distributing books. This is Bhagavad Gita, and you know, we are from ISKCON, from Hare Krishna. We are trying to help our people, and we are all qualified people. I don't know why these people are not helping us. So then he called the police person, called the constable, you know. He said, why are you stopping them to distribute books? The policeman said, this is illegal, this is not allowed inside the train. How can you distribute books here? So then there was some argument going on. Then he showed his eye card, you know, that politician, that is a member of parliament. And he said, what's your name? Tell me your name. So then the policeman got afraid because he is a parliament member. And he said, I will just call and make sure that you are out of this train and out of the station. We'll get you transferred somewhere else. You know, somewhere in Bihar and in Jharkhand. So that politician got scared. No, please forgive me. I won't stop them. Please forgive me. So then the parliament member said, you know, why don't you get permission? You can get a permission to have book stall here. And I can help you out. So immediately called a secretary and he dictated him to write a letter to the cabinet minister of railways, and we will write a letter, I will help you out, and I'll make sure that this letter goes to the minister, Mamata Banerjee, she is the minister for railways, cabinet minister, and we will get it done. You will get a book stall here in the railway station. And immediately called the secretary and dictated on the spot the letter. Is it not Rasraj Prabhu? That happened. So this unusual thing happened, you know, something unimaginable thing we saw, that some politician is helping us to distribute books. So I don't know what happened after that, maybe more follow-up is required, because this kind of things, the government work, it is not so easy to handle, especially in Delhi, to get the things done. It's not so easy because you have to bribe the people, you have to sit with them whole day and go there, you know, months after months, years after year, and give them a lot of prasadam, you know, lot of gifts, then something will happen. So, but still, you know, even without permission, our devotees go there in New Delhi railway station and many other stations in Delhi around. On the stations we distribute books, in the coaches we distribute books, And many stations, the police people are very much supporting. They allow us also, because they say, and we also told them, see, actually we are not distributing this book throughout the year, and we are all qualified people. We could have done a job, but we are distributing this Bhagavad Gita. Who else is doing this? So please allow us, please cooperate with us. Only in the month of December will come. We won't disturb you on other months. Okay, said, okay, you can come in here. Because this is a month of Gita Jayanti, this is a month Krishna spoke Bhagavad Gita. And we also see you are also Brahmin, you are also Sharma, you are also from Banaras. So please help us. So then we also cooperated, and that's how we continued book distribution in the railway station. So this is another way we had a book distribution going on. And myself and one more devotee, we have a team. We distribute in the corporates, in the companies. In the previous years, we were trying to get a lot of sponsors from different corporates for the books to be distributed in jails, in the hospitals, in orphanages, in the old age homes. We get sponsor for these places. So we have sponsorship form. But then we found out, see, in the jail, in the Tihar jail in Delhi, they have more than 20,000 prisoners. Of course, the number of jails are also increasing in India with the increase of criminals. We have a jail in Delhi, then we have two jails in Delhi. We have one jail in Ghaziabad, which is very close to Delhi. It's almost a part of Delhi. And many other jails there. And we had Bhagavad Gita distribution in more than 40 jails in India, all over Maharashtra and in many other states. In the jails they distributed Bhagavad Gita, they sponsored Bhagavad Gita. Because the jail you can't sell. So you can give the prisoners the sponsored Bhagavad Gitas. That you can do. But then many people were asking, there are only 20,000 prisoners. And every year you come with the Bhagavad Gita. So you are saying that you are getting this book sponsored for the prisoners, and there are only 20,000 prisoners in the jail. And this last 5 years you are asking for sponsorship for jail. So something is wrong. But we told them that prisoners, number of prisoners are also increasing, and we have seen that many new jails are also opening. But this year we thought, instead of getting the book sponsored, we should try that the companies themselves purchase books in bulk. So we are trying for bulk orders. We stressed on that instead of getting the book sponsored. So this year, although myself and one of my colleague, Bhakti Rakesh, you must be knowing him, so he's very expert in getting the appointments from the big people, and he goes to the conclaves, conferences, and where a lot of big people come, you know, a lot of big industrialists, big businessmen, they come for conclave. Is a thing which where a lot of big businessmen come for meetings and conferences. These conferences are not spiritual, they are totally material. And these conferences are held in 5-star hotels, you know, like Taj Hotel and Moriya Sheraton. And of course there they don't expect us to go there in this dress. You know, we can't go to the 5-star hotels for the conclave in the Brahmachari dress. That doesn't look nice. And they'll ask, well, what is one is doing here? What is their role? So what Rakesh does is he goes in a professional dress and a normal karmi dress with a suit and everything. And he has got a partner, and they go there to this conference and conferences in different 5-star hotels, and they exchange cards with the people coming there, with the VIPs coming there, with the businessmen. Sometimes they meet a minister also, sometimes they meet a big industrialist. Like in the last conclave they met Ambani also in one of the conclaves. You know, Ambani is the richest person in India, Mukesh Ambani. And then they also met Sri Bharti Mittal. He is the chairman of the Bharti Airtel group. You know, Airtel Mobile. So they are very, very big people. He is one of the top richest man in India. So he met him also. So like that, we get lot of contacts in these conclaves. There is a Chamber of Commerce in Delhi. It's called PhD Chamber of Commerce. And we approached this director of this institution, and he helped us to get the pass to attend these conferences. Because these conferences, we cannot go directly inside the hotel, you know. A lot of security is there. Any layman cannot enter in this conference. They will stop you. Because in Delhi especially, there are a lot of threat from the terrorists, you know. And these programs, these conclaves, these conferences, there are a lot of security alert is there. So if you don't have pass, they will throw you out. So they got a pass and from this PSG Chamber of Commerce. And this is PSG Chamber of Commerce means it's an institution where a lot of businessmen, they come for meetings, they come for functions, and they try to exchange ideas. They have the several meetings. So they have a management committee there. So through this management committee, we try to cultivate the director of that institution. And he said, I promise you, I can't help you in books, but I can help you to get passes to attend these conferences in the 5-star hotels. So whenever there are conferences, he sends a pass for us. And what Rocket does, he goes with one of the devotees. They go in normal dress and suit, and they go to these conferences, get nice contacts there, and then they call them again. They cultivate them throughout there, they give them gifts. We send every day, almost every day, 2 plates of Rajbhog Mahaprasad. Shishirada Parsad, the Rajbhog Mahaprasad Thali to these big people. That's the idea given by His Holiness Gopal Krishna Maharaj. He said, you have to make sure every day these Mahaprasad plates must go out to these VIPs. So we have one devotee, his only seva is that he sends the Mahaprasad plates to all these VIPs every day. He goes there, goes to the company organization, at the reception he leaves the plate, Mahaprasad, Rajbhog Mahaprasad plates. And this we do taking their permission. When we meet them, we ask them, we'll be sending you Mahaprasad, Rajbhog Mahaprasad plate for your lunch. Will you accept it? Yes, yes, why not? So for Prasad, nobody says no. So every day we send 2 or 3 plates every day. In that way, entire week we send Mahaprasad plates. And the result is that throughout the year we send Mahaprasad, Mahaprasad, Mahaprasad coming from his car. In the month of December, they won't refuse to meet him. So they get a lot of prasadam and input throughout the year. See, the idea is the big people, they need a lot of cultivation. It's not a one-time thing, you approach first time and get the thing done. It's not so easy. So we'll have to cultivate them throughout the year. And those who have done something, we'll have to still cultivate them for further, book distribution. But this time, something unique, something very special thing happened, which I would like to share. Time is very short. So this is actually, was a very huge bulk distribution. What happened, he got a contact from one of the conclave, one of the conferences, and he called this person in the December, month of December, Rakesh called him. And we were supposed to go to him as a team, myself and Rakesh, to his company. So he called him. He said, you remember Mr. Mittal, we met you in that conference in Taj, so we'd like to meet you. He said, yes, yes, what you're expecting from me? What's the purpose? And people ask you, what's the purpose? Why do you want to meet me? People, they are very clear, what is the reason? Why do you want to meet me? He said, we are distributing these books, we are calling from his call, and we are distributing books of Bhagavad Gita and other Vedic literature, so please help us. He said, then he asked us, we were surprised. He asked on the phone, should I come to your home or should I come somewhere else? He tell me, where should I come? He asked us, and he's the chairman of a very big group there. And they have got around 5 to 6 companies. So he said, no, you come to the temple please. And the same evening he came to the temple, he spent around 2 hours in the temple, he saw the museum, and we took him for prasad, and Govindas, dinner prasad, sat with him, priest even, gave him a lot of prasad, Mahaprasad cake, gave him garland, nice garland from the altar, from the pujari, nice blessings, make him like a king of the country. Was so happy. He said yes. So he understood, these people must be expecting something, because book marathon means we'll have to do some, get some instant result also. So he asked us, yes, what can I do for you? And another person also there with him was his relative. So both of them were sitting, and we were sitting in the VIP room, and we showed him the sponsorship form that we are distributing these books, we are giving these books in jails, in hospitals, and many orphanages, in old age homes. So we request you can help us to get these books sponsored Or then we asked him, how many employees you have? He said, I've got 40,000 employees. He said, we have got 40,000 employees. We have got companies all around India. 40,000? So we were so happy, you know, 40,000 employees. So we requested him, yes, you can take books for your employees also, and you can help us to sponsor also, whichever you like, it's up to you. So we didn't mention anything, we just proposed what we had to say. And that guy said, you know, see, one thing I see, I go to all these hotels for conferences. I stay in the hotel rooms, big hotels, 5-star hotels, all around India I go, all around world I go. And only thing I see in the rooms is Bible. I don't see Bhagavad Gita. And I really get frustrated. What is the reason why the Bhagavad Gita is not being kept in the rooms of these big hotels, 5-star hotels? I said, they are getting sponsored, and that's why they are giving the Bible free, and we are not getting sponsored. If you sponsor, we will also give Bhagavad Gita free. So you have to help us. We are not against keeping Bhagavad Gita free, but who's going to sponsor? They are getting Bible sponsored. And last time, Naveen Inath Prabhu, somebody told, you know, I don't exactly know who told us. Yeah, he said in America they distribute 2 crore Bible this year in America. So they get the Bible sponsored. The Christian community, the Vatican City, you know, they are getting sponsors, huge sponsors from Vatican City for Bible. And nobody is sponsoring Bhagavad Gita. And in the name of secularism, this distribution is being discouraged in India. So he was sentimentally surcharged. He said, no, I will help. You know, we just find out how many rooms are there in India, in the 5-star hotels, and we'll give the Bhagavad Gita there. And what I will do is, I will take 10,000 Bhagavad Gitas for my employees and 25,000 Bhagavad Gitas you can keep in the hotels. We thought he maybe is joking and he's trying to avoid us, so he just has said something. So he said, I will do like this. 8 is my lucky number and 35,000 means 3 plus 5 is 8. So 8 is my lucky number, I commit 35,000 Bhagavad Gitas. And 10,000 Bhagavad Gita I will take for my employees. So he was a little, you know, stunned, you know, because why this is happening? Maybe we are in illusion. This guy has suddenly dropped in today, first time he has come to ISKCON temple, and that on the phone we have talked to him. We just met sometime in one of the conferences, and this guy has come there. And then after some time, we are trying to follow up, we wanted to call him, and the person who came with him, and he said, no, Mr. Mittal is busy, now we are becoming a limited company, he is in this conference, he has gone to this meeting, he has gone to Bombay, he has gone to this place, he has gone to that place. We are so much frustrated, you know, because we had a big target to achieve, and the time was going on. It was almost 10 days, 15 days, and this guy wasn't coming on the phone. Then, you know, we told Maharaj also. Maharaj said, maybe he's bluffing, you know. A lot of people bluff there just to avoid us. Maybe he told like this. And that was the, then what happened? Meanwhile, because we knew the address also, where his office is situated. His office was in Gurgaon. Gurgaon is a place very close to Delhi, and it's almost becoming like West. Very big buildings and malls, and it's like, you know, if you go there, you won't feel like that you are in India. It looks like West now. So his office is there. So we are sending regular prasadam to his second man. We were sending a lot of cake, maha prasad. You know, we were sending him a lot of gifts, small gifts. We were sending garland, and then he was trying to call him also. So one day he was a little angry, you know, and he told Rakesh on the phone. He said, "See, you are sending a cake, maha prasadam. You gave me this book also, and you have given this book to our chairman also. You sent cake Mahaprasad to my home also. You are sending garland also. You gave us Charanamrita also. I know why you are doing like this. You are sending regular Mahaprasad. I know, I told you several times, Mr. Mittal is busy. I told you now our company has become a public limited company, and he is very busy. He is not here, he is still outside Delhi. He has gone to Bombay. So we will let you know when you have to do. Don't disturb." So we thought, you know, this case is hopeless, Baba. he is just trying to avoid. So we became very discouraged. And this was the disappearance day of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. On that day, there was offerings going on and glorification was going on. This was around 11 o'clock and His Holiness Gopal Krishna Maharaj was also there. And at 11 o'clock, Rakesh got a message, SMS, you know, please come and collect the check for your books. And it was a big surprise. And then we showed to Maharaj, Maharaj this message we just received from him. He said, okay, just go away from here. You don't have to, you know, attend this function, you don't have to attend the festival, you just go to him immediately. So we went immediately to him, and then as soon as we went to him, then he gave a check. He said, we are not taking the books for us, but we would like to distribute the books, and we want to put a logo of our company on the first page of Bhagavad Gita. So we want to distribute 25,000 Bhagavad Gitas in English for the 5-star hotels, big hotels in India. So 25,000 Bhagavad Gitas, we had to put the logo on all the Gitas, 25,000 Bhagavad Gitas, and make sure that is properly done. And we got it done, and he gave a check of at least 25 lakhs. This all happened in the month of December. So in one go, in one shot, we could take out 25,000 Bhagavad Gitas, and we are still cultivating him, because that's not the end. We gave him a list of hotels. He said, you gave me the list of hotels. I want to know the list of hotels and the list of hotels and the number of rooms in India. So he was expecting maybe 30,000 rooms or 40,000 rooms. You know. So then we took out the entire information we got from our directory, hotel directory, which showed more than 90,000 rooms in India, in just the 5-star hotels, all over India. So we gave him the figure that the books we have sponsored is only for 25,000 rooms. Still lot of rooms are left. There are 90,000 rooms in India and you have sponsored only 25,000. Maybe next year we'll catch you. So then we gave these books, and we are sending all those books to all the hotels and with his sponsor, and saying that this book is sponsored. And he said, yeah, one more thing he said, that you have to mention one more thing, that you mention the name of my company, and you also say in that logo that if somebody else wants to sponsor, please contact us, because we want to expand, we want to increase our book distribution. So whoever takes the books, he must also get inspired to sponsor these books. So this is how the 25,000 books were out. So this is one of the examples, and so these are number of ways we did book distribution this year, and we achieved the target of more than 3,22,000 books. And this 3,22,000 books, they're all Maha Big books, and Bhagavad Gita and Krishna books. And plus we had books of BDG magazine also, small books also. So that way we were able to achieve the targets. And one thing we realized, the book distribution is not just an individual effort, it's entirely a teamwork. We got a lot of inspiration from Maharaj, we got a lot of inspiration from the congregation devotee. 55% of the book distribution was done by our congregation devotees. This is a big surprise. The congregation is a big asset for our temples. There is a one small preaching center. You'll be surprised. It's the extension of Radha Parsarathi temple. They are also part of our congregation, because they are situated in a different place. They have only 3 devotees in the preaching center, only 3 brahmacharis. But they have a congregation of more than 300 devotees, and they distributed 62,000 Mahabhik books. Only three devotees in the temple. This is not actually a full-fledged temple, this is just an extension preaching center, and our congregation is situated there. But their congregation alone, they did 62,000 Mahabhik books. So this made us, you know, feel strongly, we felt that actually the devotee strength and the teamwork is one of the most important factors to expand our book distribution. And I hope that this kind of idea must have been there also, and many of the temples also must have taken advantage of this kind of idea. And Mayapur also, they have a lot of Naam Hatas, and Jew also, they have a lot of congregation. Bombay also, they have a lot of big people, so that's why they are able to take out a lot of books. But really, we get a lot of inspiration from the West. And Navi Neeraj Prabhu also did a seminar for 5 days after the book marathon and showed us how the book distribution is taking place all around the world. He showed also Prabhuji distributing in LA airport, some video clippings. He showed how, Prabhupada disciple, Bhrigupati Prabhu, how he was distributing in LA airport. He is still distributing for more than 40 years. And many big, big distributors all around the world distributing in a very, hard situation in countries, in Europe, European countries, in Western countries, not so easy, so cold there. In the winter time, it's very severe cold. In spite of all those difficulties, we see devotees distributing in the West. It's amazing. So we would like to thank all the devotees who have been participating in book distribution. We get a lot of encouragement from the distributors, especially from the West. And Russia is always spearheading book distribution. So we get a lot of inspiration from Russia also. Hare Krishna. Thank you, Prabhu. Thank you very much.
Delhi in, I guess, in about May, no, April.
Sure.